This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Kerry Williams, an associate professor of animal science at Rutgers University, joins us today to talk about hot weather horse care and preventing heat stress. Kerry, when temperatures soar in the summer, what is the most important thing to do for your horse?
I think the most important thing to do first, before the summer even hits, is to make sure that the horses are conditioned and able to keep up with the exercise demands that you're going to be asking them to do. So in other words, don't expect to go to your first show not having given the horse a whole lot of prep time with it being 90 degrees and expect that they'll keep up to the demands that you are hoping for, and to be conscious of what you're asking them to do and therefore how you're asking them to cool out afterward as well.
Which choosing cooler times such as early morning or late evening to ride or exercise your horse is something that horse owners probably should consider, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Even if you are normally in a warmer climate, say, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, there is still times of the day that would be ideal to ride in, say before 8 o'clock in the morning or after 8 o'clock at night, versus 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is high. It's the most humid and hot time. So absolutely looking at times like that. If you're looking at the week of your exercise and you might plan to have off on Wednesday, but yet Wednesday seems to be the cooler day of the week, but yet on Thursday it's extremely hot, maybe you can switch your days off and allow them to not have their exercise on the hottest day of the week. So there are things like that that we can take into account to help our animals out.
Now, in hot weather, heat stress is certainly a serious health concern. What are the symptoms of that?
One of the major things that you'll notice, and this is what I advise not just all my students, but even the clients that I talk to on a daily basis, is to know what your horse's normal respiration rate, temperature, and heart rate are. Those are the three vital signs that come into play very critically when our animals are heat stressed. For example, a horse's heart rate will range normally at rest between 28 and 36 beats per minute. If a horse is just resting and is heat stressed, their heart rate can get to over 50 to 60 beats per minute, and that's if they're just at a standstill, not moving at all. In combination with that, the horse's respiration rate, that's normally between 8 and 12 breaths per minute, can be over 20, if not even up to 30 breaths per minute. And the reason for that is because the horse is trying to take in as much cool air as they can so that it helps circulate within the system and it helps them cool their insides, their internal muscles and organs even more. And also the internal rectal temperature, you'll find elevated up over 104 degrees Fahrenheit when a normal temperature should be between 99 and 101.
Now, what are some strategies on how to prevent heat stress, and how do you treat it if it just show up?
This is the most important thing, because even if it's not true heat stress, cooling out a horse in the summer is extremely important. If you do notice that your horse is starting to get heat stress, stopping the exercise immediately is very important. So knowing the signs before it gets there, like becoming fatigued and excessive sweating, so hop off the animal. Get off the tack as quickly as possible, the saddle, because that traps the heat under the saddle pads. Get them into a well-ventilated area. If they're inside a barn with no airflow, it's best to get them outside where there might be a cool breeze. But get them in the shade. Take them out of direct sunlight so that they can be in the shade with a cool breeze as well. Applying cold water to them is very important, because sometimes the horses may be sweating, but the sweat is very hot. So while the hot sweat might not be evaporating as quickly, we need to find ways to help them out with that. So applying cold water and then repeatedly scraping it off, so that way the cold water doesn't turn hot and insulate the horse. So repeated use of cold water, particularly on key areas of the body, like on the head, the neck and the legs, any area where the veins and arteries are coming more to the surface are some key areas to think about. In really severe cases, I've seen this especially with race horses and three-day event horses, the animals that exercise really intensely, when you can't even apply ice water to these critical areas of the skin, especially when it's very hot and humid. There's much less of a risk for things like tying up and things like that in these hot and humid climates.
Well, thank you very much, Kerry, for being with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Carrie Williams from Rutgers University. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.